One of the main reasons a four-day week is even a consideration is because of all the school days students miss when they travel to compete in sports or other activities. In fact, while the calendar committee was meeting, the K-High basketball teams were getting ready for a Wednesday through Saturday tournament in Juneau.
Would it improve student learning and would it improve instructional time that we have with kids? Based on the fact that we know kids miss a lot at the middle school and the high school especially, for activities.
Rick Rafter is the Human Resources Director for the school district and the head of the calendar committee. He emphasized that no decision has been made yet. A decision like this is going to take a lot of thought and discussion.
If it's something that would be so unpopular and have so many problems in making it work, there's no sense spinning your wheels on it and wasting time. So that would be one thing.
Like the school board, the rest of the calendar committee members seemed interested in what benefits a four-day week might bring. Rafter said K-High Principal Sam Nelson told him the absence of traveling students affects the rest of the class.
But when they're gone, it also disrupts the days for everybody else, especially in a lot of classes that are driven by instruction more than by project.
The calendar committee talked about some of the critical questions the district would have to explore in terms of a four-day week. How many students participate in activities that travel to compete? How would this affect students who work after school? How would it affect the class schedule? What about after-school activities? The educators on the calendar committee already have heard a lot of negative feedback from people they've talked to about the four-day week. But there are possible benefits that make them want to seriously consider this idea. Bob McClory, a guidance counselor at K-High and member of the calendar committee, says it might help with teacher absences.
I've started doing an analysis of staff absentees, and Fridays are by far the largest number of absentees among staff members consistently throughout the week.
He said maybe a four-day week could improve education by having more qualified teachers in the classroom on a more consistent basis. The committee plans to bring up the four-day week idea at a school district staff meeting in April or May. Then, in September, committees made specifically to explore this idea will be put together, one at the high school and one at the middle school. If a four-day week were to be implemented, the earliest start date would be fall of 2015. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.